at 6:30, it is clear and 30 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. An Oklahoma teacher walkout over low pay may happen sooner than expected. The Oklahoma Education Association has moved up its planned date for a mass demonstration from April the 23rd to April 2nd. That's the day after lawmakers are mandated to pass an education budget. OEA President Alicia Priest says the date is the only thing that's changed.
Our goals remain the same: to force the legislature to pass a plan that provides teachers and support professionals a significant pay raise and restores critical funding to our classrooms.
The pay raises OEA seeks are $10,000 over 3 years for teachers and $5,000 for support staff. The power is back on in parts of South Tulsa. About 1,600 customers spent part of the night without electricity. A down feeder line caused that problem along Riverside Drive from 71st to 91st. The state fire marshal's office has been called in to look into the cause of a fire in the town of Murphy near Spring Creek over in Mays County. One person was found dead after firefighters put out that blaze yesterday. Not guilty pleas are entered at the arraignment for the Bixby football players. They are charged with raping a fellow teammate. Their attorneys refer to the matter as roughhousing. Attorney Brent Swab represents 17-year-old Colton Cable, and he says prosecutors have fumbled this case.
When the evidence comes out, I think that people that have maybe prejudged this case, you will probably have a much, much different opinion.
The boys were charged last week. Their attorneys are promising a vigorous defense. Oklahoma's top law enforcement agency has seized equipment from the state police pension system in an investigation into embezzlement of operating funds. Attorney General Mike Hunter says the search warrant was executed yesterday at the Oklahoma Police Pension and Retirement System. Despite criticism and opposition from within his own party, Oklahoma's top man at the state house keeps his leadership post.
Oklahoma Speaker of the House Charles McCall secures another term as the GOP leader after a closed-door vote among his colleagues. House Republicans voted to re-elect the Atoka banker to the post he's held the last two legislative sessions. McCall faced some criticism over the House's inability to raise enough revenue to fund teacher pay raises and stabilize the budget. Among those seeking to oust McCall were Republican Representatives Chad Caldwell of Enid, Tommy Hardin of Medill, and Charles Ortega of Altus. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast: sunshine and pleasant today, 58 for a high, clear, mild tonight, 43 for a low. Tomorrow, intervals of sun and clouds at a high of 71. Now clear and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.